Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
On this episode of Vice Principal in Office, join me, your host, Lisa Hill, for part one of Come September, I'll Miss Some of You, as I share what it's really like to retire. Not once, but twice. From awkward goodbyes and farewell cakes to the emotional roller coaster of walking away from a place you gave so much to and sometimes couldn't wait to leave. It's all part of the ride. Plus, I sit down with one of my all-time favorite coworkers and dear friend, Lynn Lang, to laugh at the moments we still can't believe happened. Whether you're dreaming of retirement or just wondering who ate the last piece of the farewell party sheet cake, this one's for you. Now, let's get laughing and learning. Attention students, I mean listeners. The stories in this podcast are told from the host's personal and farcical point of view. All names and identifiers have been omitted or altered to protect identities. So let's get to class and enjoy the show. Yay, it's officially summer, which means I have now been retired for 1 year. And so far, my retirement is absolutely wonderful. No, I'm not bored, but I have to tell you, my brain is still operating on a school year schedule. So naturally, when I see the month of June hit the calendar, I feel a sense of freedom, relief, and much like the month of May, I sing, June is busting out the teachers, lesson plans are tossed without a care, no more bells or early mornings, just iced coffee and some warnings, don't call me for lunch duty, don't you dare. That's a song from the musical Carousel. Of course, I changed the words to fit my life, and just like high school, I once again played the French horn for this musical while in college, only this time, I headed to the local bar as soon as musical rehearsal was done for the evening. God, I miss the 80s. 10-cent beer night was the best. But I don't miss lunch duty, so I'll stick with retirement. You know what I think is weird? I'm just 3 years younger than my dad was when he retired. How in the hell did I get to be this age? I mean, I still have mostly blonde hair thanks to my wonderful hairstylist, Jessica. But seriously, old people are right when they say time goes fast. Because folks, it does. Well, most days. We've all had those days that feel like they will never frickin' end, right? No matter how old you are, you know what I'm talking about. Whether you're caring for a sick baby or a family member, or perhaps stuck at a family reunion you never wanted to go to, or worst of all, trying to stay awake at a work meeting while your boss drones on about some insignificant nonsense that's probably never going to pan out, you get what I mean. Because those are the days that feel like you're stuck in a never-ending loop. But somehow we manage to push through those terrible days, and before we know it, life gets back on track and speeds right on by. But here's the thing, life can be a little cruel, because the good days always seem to fly by faster than the bad ones. Now when it comes to work, lucky for me, I had more good days than bad, and thank God I did, because when you think about it, I spent more time at work than anywhere else in my adult life. It's true. Most of us spend way more time working than doing anything else. I said most. Think about this. The average adult spends at least 90,000 hours working before they retire. most of us start working a full-time job in our early 20s, and we're working 40 hours a week for roughly 50 weeks a year, which adds up to 2,000 hours a year. The average retirement age is around 65. At least that's the goal of most people. So if you work 2,000 hours a year for 45 years, you're looking at 90,000 hours of work. Now, full disclosure, you know math is not my strong suit, and let's be real. Most adults work way more than 90,000 hours before they actually get to retire. Holy shit.
Lisa Ann, try again.
Sorry, Mom, but that's a lot of hours. I'm getting tired just thinking about it. As you all probably know, I only worked in public education for 38 years. But I had other jobs as an adult, so I know I worked way more than 90,000 hours. And once I became a K-12 educator, think of all the 7-day work weeks I had to work. Parent-teacher conferences, dances, God, I hate dances, football game supervision, yuck. Most K-12 educators have to work beyond the typical school day because of all that's required of them. But that's part of the job. And no, K-12 educators don't sit around enjoying June, July, and August, despite what teacher Ms. Halsey said in the movie Bad Teacher. Oh, you remember? I attempted to quote Cameron Diaz's character, Miss Halsey, in an earlier episode. And then we all agreed that my voice impressions were better left to the professionals. If you're curious or want to hear my bad attempt again, listen to Vice Principal Unofficed, Episode 1. But let's be honest, people don't become K-12 educators because of summer breaks and 8-hour workdays. And unfortunately, people aren't sticking around K-12 education as long as they used to, which is kind of sad. Choosing a career in public education is incredibly honorable and should be celebrated. But the truth is, it really isn't. There's no fanfare, no lavish gifts, no big thank you from the school district. Maybe the business world's the same? I don't know. I only worked in the business world for about 3 months. Believe it or not, I took a job as an attorney's secretary one summer to make some extra cash. The work wasn't bad, but I quickly realized that I can't sit still for 8 hours a day. I still can't. And when I left to return to my teaching job come fall, the attorney simply said, "Thank you." To which, honestly, was all I needed. I was only there 3 months after all, so I didn't expect a big farewell celebration. But in the world of K-12 education, the end of the year farewell often looks like this. It's in the school cafeteria or media center, with one lonely table covered in a plastic tablecloth and a sheet cake from the local grocery store. That cake is quickly devoured in a matter of seconds by a group of very tired teachers who are just trying to get through the last day of school so they can finally go home, put their feet up, and decompress. Don't believe me about the cake? Check out the picture of my second and only school retirement cake on my Vice Principal Unofficed Instagram. Of course, most people don't do the work for the applause or sheet cake at the end of their career. But let's be real, getting some acknowledgement for all that hard work, well, it feels pretty good. My first retirement send-off was fine, although I ended up going back to work shortly after the first retirement. Why? I don't know. Maybe I just wanted a retirement party. I didn't get one the first time around. And honestly, I love a good party. Music, adult beverages, good conversation, laughter, and maybe even a little dancing. You know, like a classic 80s party. kids today have no idea what they missed out on when it comes to a good old 80s party. Neon colors, amazing music, and actual dancing. And get this, no social media. So what happens at the party stays at the party. Wait, where was I? Oh, all right. Retirement. So when I look back on my 38 years of attending those end-of-the-year farewell celebrations for my colleagues retiring, it honestly makes me a little sad. More often than not, we quickly forget the people we spent more waking hours with than we did our own families, which is why I titled this episode, Come September, I'll Miss Some of You. Of course, I really wanted to call this episode, Come September, I'll Miss Some of You, though I fully expect to be forgotten like last year's mandatory training session everyone pretended to finish and remember because new initiatives change faster than a toddler's snack preference and a teenager's attitude all before breakfast. Because that's what happens. People forget. Anyway, when I left my first teaching job, all I got for my years of service was an ink pen and a short gathering. Nothing fancy, just a pen with the school's name on it, and most of the teachers gathered at the local bar on the last day of school for my big send-off. The principal gave me a quick thank you and handed me the pen. Honestly, I don't think that principal liked me very much, and well, the feeling was definitely mutual. And that was it. No cake, no food, well, the bar's popcorn. My 4 years of hard work at that school were wrapped up in less than 30 minutes with an ink pen as my thank you. In fact, if I remember correctly, I even had to buy my own beer that day. And no, I did not stick the ink pen in my eye. If you're confused by that statement, you'll have to check out episode 4 of Vice Principal Unofficed. Then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker. Because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
But luckily for me, I learned early on to brush off the dispassionate end-of-the-year farewell celebrations from a person I worked with for just a couple of years. You see, my retired friend was much older than I was and was definitely looking forward to her retirement. And honestly, she deserved it. And I had really enjoyed getting to know my retired friend. We always found humor in things that many of our colleagues did not. And then we'd always share a good laugh about their lack of perception. I actually ran into my retired friend not too long ago at a funeral. She reminded me of all the laughs we used to have together and thanked me for that humor. And I was thankful too. I mean, when you work with kids day in and day out, you have to laugh. Otherwise, you'll go insane. I will never forget my retired friends' end-of-the-year farewell celebration. It was the last day of school in May, and the staff was seated in the hot, stuffy media center, nibbling on some dried-out sheet cake, while talking about their summer plans and complaining about what time the principal would actually let them go home for the day. When there seemed to be a bit of a lull in people's conversations, my retired friend stood up to say a few words. Standing before the staff with a slight grin, she scanned the room, looking around at everyone. And what felt like an eternity, she finally opened her mouth and said, "I will miss some of you." And then, without missing a beat, she sat back down. Of course, people laughed, but I knew my retired friend was serious, because that's how life works. When you leave a workplace, you don't really miss everyone. In fact, there's probably a few colleagues you're more than happy to leave behind. So yeah, you'll miss some people. And with those heartfelt words from my retired friend, another school year came to a close. Of course, by the time September rolled around, the staff had moved on, and barely anyone mentioned my retired friend's name. Maybe for some people, it's out of sight, out of mind. I don't know. But from that point on, I knew what to expect when it came for the end-of-the-year farewell celebrations. I think I told you in an earlier episode that when I started teaching, the use of computers was definitely not a thing in K-12 schools. Why? Well, most of the people I worked with at the start of my career were born during the silent generation and baby boomer years. I'm talking from 1928 to 1964. You see, back then, most educators from these generations graduated from college, found a job, bought a house, and worked in the same school until they retired. Their teaching careers were much like that of Mr. Holland. You know, the band director from Stephen Herrick's movie, Mr. Holland's Opus? Now, I won't be surprised if there are people out there who have not seen Mr. Holland's Opus. I didn't like the movie. Well, I loved the actors and the music, but the whole concept of the movie pissed me off. But my dear friend and colleague Lynn Lang loved the movie. In fact, she loved that movie so much, she decided we should take all of our middle school band students to the movie during the school day. Yeah, I'm not a real fan of field trips. So taking 130 tuneless wonder brass holes to a movie is not my idea of a good time. But I'm a team player, so off to Mr. Holland's Opus we went. Speaking of my dear friend Lynn Lang, she is joining me today for my first podcast interview. Lynn has known me since perms were popular and so were the chances of an overhead projector bulb exploding mid-lesson. Anyway, we've been laughing at hallway disasters, decoding cryptic staff agendas, and surviving fire drills that always happen during lunch since 1990. And now, we're both retired, still laughing, and sharing our conversations with all of you. So, Lynn, welcome to Vice Principal in Office. As you know, today's episode is all about end-of-the-year farewell celebrations and realizing what you really miss isn't the job itself, but the rare golden friendships you forge with one or two coworkers who become your lifeline, your laugh break, and your reason to keep showing up. And you are my rare golden friendship. Can you believe that we've met 35 years ago this month? You actually sat in on my interview.
Yes, I remember sitting in on your interview. It was in the summer, and You walked in, sat at the other end of the table, and I knew right away that this was going to be good. But I knew you were going to fit in and it was going to be spectacular.
And it was. Can you share with our listeners about who you are and how long you've taught in K-12 education?
My name is Lynn Lang, and I've taught for 40 years, going to school 7:30 to 4:30 or whatever it was. And I'm currently continuing to teach. I retired in 2016, and I continue to teach private band lessons every Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon.
You know, Lynn, I don't think you'll ever totally retire, but I gotta ask, after surviving our 10-year teaching gig together, do you think we deserve a medal, wine, or just an all-expenses-paid vacation to a place with no school bells or lunch duty?
Yeah, we've been teaching. We taught a long time together. And medals would be nice. Wine, of course, would be nice. But I definitely think an all-expenses-paid vacation to a place with no bells would probably be the way to go. And it would have to be warm, not only with no bells, with food. We certainly deserve something spectacular.
We do deserve something spectacular. And while our 10 years together included some long work days, we also had a ton of fun together. What was the one thing about our work experience that made us laugh every single year, no matter how many times it happened?
There are so many things that we laughed about. Maybe it was a student. Maybe it was something a colleague said. But one thing out of many, there's many, but one thing that has got to be at the top of the list. Every Christmas, teachers would bring things in to share in the lounge. And I brought in some cheese and sausage. It was a tray. And we were in there with another colleague, the high school director, and in walks one of the SPED teachers. And we said, help yourself to some cheese and sausage if you would like. And this teacher looks around. Well, where are the crackers? And we said, well, there's no crackers. It's just meat and cheese. Could have been 10 seconds later. She says, do we have crackers? No, there's no crackers. There's just meat and cheese. She repeated this two or three times. I don't understand what, maybe I slipped into German and she didn't understand me. I don't know. But after that, it seemed like throughout the year, there was something that would come up and one of us would say, where are the crackers? And we would laugh and both of us knew exactly what we meant when we said that.
And to this day, my mind still jumps to, where are the crackers? At every single potluck I attend. So thanks for that. I know there were other staff events we found entertaining. Anything else come to mind?
We had the option of being part of Secret Santa. And you'd fill out these questions and you'd put it in the pile with your name on it. And then people would draw out of that pile. So when they drew your name, it was right there, what your likes and your dislikes. One of my dislikes has always been bread. I just don't like bread. So we went through the gift giving, and she would give me these little gifts that I have no idea what they meant. But one of them was a loaf of bread. And our desks faced each other. So of course, when this happened, you thought it was hilarious. And I'm thinking, what the hell? I don't like bread. And that was written on the paper. So fast forward to the culmination gift giving. And we were in the library, and people were getting monogram towels, or somebody would get a really pretty sweater, and everybody was opening their gifts. Well, it was my turn to open the gift, and this was a couple days after I got the bread. She gave me a canned ham and some pickles.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to laugh.
So I don't know if, I guess I was supposed to make a sandwich. But over the years, that has been an incredibly funny story to come back and remember, because I truly had no idea what was going on. After that, I stopped doing Secret Santa.
And I believe that was my last Secret Santa, too. I mean, I couldn't leave you hanging. Anyway, do you remember all the meetings where we made eye contact and kicked each other under the table? It seemed we always found something funny at school. And I think it was usually me trying to get you to laugh, right?
Faculty meetings were a whole another ball game of laughs, if you will. And there was always something going on. And before the meeting, sometime during the day, you'd come to me with a story about a colleague. Maybe the colleague needed to shave, and this was a female. Of course, we'd laugh, and we'd go through our day. Come to the meeting, and you would be walking from the office, and I'm walking in from the other side of the library, and you look at me and rub your chin. I knew exactly what you were doing. Well, that colleague just happened to be presenting that day. So when the colleague got up there to present, you're rubbing your chin. Well, how can I not laugh? And you're trying not to laugh, and this colleague is presenting. I didn't want to cause tension to myself, but it was funny. And there were times I didn't want to sit next to you because I knew what was going to happen. Or the time that our leader, he had things he would always say, little phrases. Somebody made up a bingo sheet, and every time one of the phrases would come up, you'd kick me under the table as if, did you get that one? And we'd mark our bingo sheet, and it was so funny. And because of our making things light, that's how we survived our faculty meetings, because they certainly weren't worth our time. We had much better things to do than sit for 45 minutes. So create your own fun. And it was a blast.
Yes, it was. I wonder if anybody ever did that to me when I became a school leader. Yeah, I probably deserved it. Anyway, let's shift gears a bit. What's your honest take on professional development days for teachers? Because professional development is supposed to produce actual growth opportunities for teachers. But from my lens, our professional development days were more like a well-disguised endurance test in staying awake.
There were so many ideas that we tried. Discipline was an issue. Follow through in our main office was an issue. Few of the things that come to mind is character counts, Madeline Hunter, and rocket prevention. That was a drug awareness thing. We tried them all. We started them, but they really never got off the ground. We introduced it, but it really never got implemented fully for it to work and be effective with our students. And I wonder sometimes if, they were only there 2 or 3 years, but you wonder if they stepped back and thought, oh boy, now what are we going to do? And I really believed in the direction that we were trying to go. And sometimes I feel like the teachers were part of the roadblock. There were some teachers on board with these programs, and then there were other teachers that went, I'm not doing this. Well, and I believe that that was one of our roadblocks, was not everybody was on board. So if everybody on the faculty isn't on board, how can the students be on board?
Good point. I mean, a great idea can start with one person, but for a team to find success, everyone has to be all in, or the change a school is trying to implement will definitely fall apart. And I agree with you in the fact that students probably walked away from school thinking,
"What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
What the hell was that all about? Now, let's talk about my favorite thing, lunch duty. As you know, I hated every minute of lunch duty, but what about you?
I taught for 40 years, and I think out of the 40 years that I taught, I had lunch duty 38, maybe 39 of those years. Every year I was assigned lunch duty, and it wasn't just sixth grade lunch duty, it was 6, 7, 8 lunch duty. And it was a thorn in my side. One time when I was doing lunch duty, we had a tornado drill. And we had seventh graders. And we took them out of the lunch. "Leave your lunch where it's at. Everybody come out in the hall." And there they were in this little hall. We sat there. There was nothing we could do. And of course, they're supposed to be quiet. Well, that's not happening. It was an absolute circus. No matter how we tried to keep control of that situation, it was still lunch duty. And a thorn in my side. One time, the assistant principal came into my office with her clipboard asking me why I missed lunch duty. "Well, because I was teaching. I had students during that time. Do you want me to do lunch duty or do you want me to be with students?" Well, she didn't know what to say, so she turned around and walked out. Lunch duty was something to be reckoned with, and we always had lunch duty. When I was finished teaching, when I retired, I was at another school teaching some private lessons, and around the corner was their cafeteria. And you could hear that things sounded pretty out of control. And I thought to myself, I am so glad I don't have to do that anymore. No more lunch duty.
And I too am thankful that I never have to do lunch duty again. By the way, I was not the assistant principal that questioned Lynn. But I do believe every adult should have to do 1 week of middle school lunch duty. I mean, you cannot make up the shit that happens during a middle school lunch, because while it was sometimes frustrating, watching middle schoolers eat was also very entertaining. Lynn, what's something ridiculous a student said or did that you found entertaining, even after all these years later?
When you teach for 40 years, there's so many things that happen that you laugh about that are not only funny, but endearing in a way. there may be something that happens that triggers that memory and you laugh again. One incident, students were celebrating my birthday. And we were outside and we had come back in because the bell was going to ring 10 minutes or so. And a student asked if they could go change for PE. Sure. So about 5-10 minutes later, just before the bell was to ring, the student comes walking in, stands by the door, and the student is dressed in a toga. The kids started laughing, and I said, well, okay, I see that you're ready for PE. And the student just shook their head, and the student was a man of few words. That has been a fun memory to look back on. But like I said, there are so many stories, and they're so fun to think about and reminisce about.
Speaking of reminiscing, let's talk about the time we took the student band to see the movie Mr. Holland's Opus. I hated that movie because the governor in the movie couldn't save Mr. Holland's band program, even though she was a former student of Mr. Holland's, which of course made me mad. But you loved it. Why?
We have so many memories, amazing memories of trips that we took with students, times that students would just hang out in our office. So many memories. One of the memories that is near and dear to my heart, and I know you don't like it, but I don't care, is when we took the kids to see Mr. Holland's Opus, which was a movie about a band director teaching at the school. And of course, he wanted to play professionally. But because that wasn't working out, he had to go back to teaching because he had his teaching degree. And he went into that kicking and screaming. He wasn't going to stay at the school. He was going to do what he had to do, and then he was going to go back and play professionally, or at least play professionally on the side. As well on the side, he was writing a piece that he had hoped to perform with a group. And that movie really touched me because how he didn't want to teach. But as he got into it and started having good things happen between he and his students and building those relationships, and he started to love his job and love his students. And I think that really hit home with me, how you can have positive relationships with your students and watch them grow, watch them change, watch them develop into these wonderful ladies and gentlemen and become the governor or maybe a pope or something amazing. And it's watching him with those relationships and how much he loved his students. He truly loved and cared about his students. That's what hit home with me. And I really liked that movie. Sorry you don't. I don't care.
I know you don't. And that's why I love you. So if some movie director created a fantastic movie about our friendship as teachers, what do you think it would be called? I'm thinking, We Came, We Taught, We Rolled Eyes Together, or Recess Rebels.
I just cherish our friendship. 1990 is when we met. Here we are at 2025. You do the math. It's a long time. Now, we didn't stick in the same office all these years. You went your way. I went mine. I left instrumental music and went on to special ed, which could be a whole nother podcast. But you went on to administration and doing your thing. But yet we found a way to keep in contact. And because there's so much water and good times that have happened, you don't just throw those things away. There was a lot of kicking under the table and eye rolling and stories, and I could go on and on. Therefore, I think the title should be, for our movie, is We Came, We Taught, We Eye Rolled Together, and you probably could add kicked each other under the table together, and then we left.
Yeah, I think that's a good title. Though, leaving was hard. Well, not leaving the job, but leaving some friendships. Because, as we all know, not all friendships continue. And not because friendships end on a sour note. Sometimes it was just the end. And I think we can both agree that most K-12 schools say goodbye to their retiring teachers with a short party in the school cafeteria or media center with some sheet cake. And hopefully the retiree gets to take the leftover cake home. So, tell me about your school retirement party.
Throughout the years of my teaching career, you would see teachers leave, retire, and there was always some kind of a celebration. And it was important to have a cake for whoever. And that was kind of good for us because then you'd get the cake, but then in the lounge the next day you'd get more cake, and I like cake. So that was good. I taught my first job in 19 years, and I packed up my stuff, and I truly went out the back door without cake. So, okay, that's fine. I took a lot of memories out that door. And there's still memories that hang there in that building. Even though they've repainted the walls, the memories are still there.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
But, gosh, even a Hostess Twinkie would have been nice. But no. So I go on to my next job, where I was for 8 years, and I really didn't want anything. I just wanted to say goodbye, thanks for everything. It was fun some of the time, but I really didn't want anything. Well, one of the teachers was insistent that I do have something. So I had the cake, and they had a nice gathering after school one day, and I was thrilled that you came. Totally surprised me. And some of my former students from when you and I taught together. And that's what meant the most to me. Not that these people weren't wonderful people at my last job. Absolutely wonderful people. But it was the people that meant the most are the ones that showed up. And that meant a lot. Oh, and by the way, I didn't get to take the extra cake home.
Well, that wasn't very nice. I know how much you love cake. Had I known, I would have bought you your own personal sheet cake. So let me ask you my final question. After all these years, is it safe to say that we only really miss some of the people?
When you've taught as long as we have, me, 40 years, you come in contact with a lot of people. I felt like I was training a vocal teacher every year a new one would show up. And okay, now you train them and they'd leave and a new one would show up. So you rub elbows with a lot of people, and a lot of those people are just, hi, how you doing? Good morning. You wouldn't necessarily have them at your house for dinner. So there's very, very few that you can look back on your career and say, that person meant a lot to me, as you do. And it just means so much that our relationship has stayed solid. But it's absolutely true. When our friend and former colleague looked around the room on her last day at school, made eye contact with every single one of us, including the superintendent, and her last words were, well, I'll miss some of you. And that's so true, because you don't miss everyone. You only miss the people that mean the most to you and who have been in the trenches with you day in and day out, have shared students, have shared stories, good or bad. And yes, it is true. You only really miss some of the people.
And I'm glad we can be some people for each other. So, to thank you for being my friend and my very first guest on Vice Principal on Office, I selected exit music that I hate, but you absolutely love. A good old Sousa march. Well, kids, the dismissal bell is ringing, so until next time on Vice Principal on Office, push in your chair, put your name on your paper, be kind to your classmates, put your phone away, and use your indoor voice, or not. Thanks for listening. And it is my hope that you enjoyed the tales from Vice Principal on Office as much as I enjoyed sharing them with you. It is also my hope that you were not only entertained by this episode, but that you walked away with a little nugget of knowledge that gave you some insight on how working in a school is not for the faint of heart. But like I've said before, life is short, so you gotta do the best you can to leave the world in a better place than when you got here. And of course, for the love of God, see the humor in life. It's a lot more fun and a little easier to get through the ick in life with a smile on your face. Trust me, with what I've experienced throughout my career, I'd be like a chippy mama bear who could probably bench press a bad attitude if I hadn't smiled through the ick. Catch you in 2 weeks on Vice Principal on Office. Next time on Vice Principal on Office, join me, your host, Lisa Hill, for part two of Come September, I'll Miss Some of You. I'll continue to share my quirky take on retiring, not once, but twice, from awkward goodbyes and farewell cakes to the emotional roller coaster of walking away from a place you gave so much to and sometimes couldn't wait to leave. It's all part of the ride, whether you're dreaming of retirement or just wondering who ate the last piece of sheet cake. Tune in June 17th. Until then, keep laughing and learning. Hey, students, I mean listeners, thanks again for tuning in. And if you've enjoyed today's show, please leave me a review. It really helps grow the show. And don't forget to hit the follow button so you don't miss an episode. Trust me, you don't want to be late for this detention. And listeners, if you've got a school story of your own that you'd like to share with Vice Principal on Office, I'd love to hear it. Just head over to my podcast website and fan mail or email me your story. And who knows, your story might even get a shout out on a future episode. Thanks so much for listening and for your support. Vice Principal on Office is an independent podcast with everything you hear done by me, Lisa Hill, and supported through Buzzsprout. Any information from today's show, along with any links and resources, are available in the show's notes. So if you want to do a little homework and dive deeper into anything I've mentioned, head over to my podcast website and check it out. And a big thank you to Matthew Chiam with Pixabay for the show's marvelous theme music. And of course, a huge shout out to my mother.
This podcast is for the purpose of entertainment only, like the recess of your day, and not a platform for debates about public education. Though, you never know, you could learn something. And just a reminder that the stories shared in this podcast represent one lens, which is based on my personal experiences and interpretations, and also reflect my unique perspective through humor. Names, dates, and places have been changed or omitted to protect identities and should not be considered universally applicable. Until next time, keep laughing and learning.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.